Never better was my answer when you asked me how I've been. What's going on, guys? That was a little pea groove. And this is Brian Jones, and this is Network Marketing Mobsters.
You're listening to Network Marketing Mobsters with Chris and Brian Jones. How do network marketers like us, who realize the untapped potential of network marketing, scale and automate our business without relying on friends, family, or coworkers? How are the top guys attracting talent and building their teams so they can enjoy the lifestyle they've always dreamed of and give back to those in need? That is the million-dollar question, and this podcast will give you the answer. Join us on our journey as we learn, apply, and share real marketing tips for network marketers. This is Network Marketing Mobsters Radio.
Hey, welcome to Network Marketing Mobsters. Wow. How's everybody doing, huh? Everybody doing all right? So last week I talked a little bit about, you know, what I had going on as far as, you know, talking to different entrepreneur groups and discussing them the importance of building sales funnels, crafting their story and their attractive character. And so, yeah, I've been working on that this past week. I freaking moved into this new apartment. You probably can't see it. Well, I'm doing a little video here. So for those listening on the podcast, you're not going to be able to see it. But, yeah, I'm here in this apartment, new place I got set up here. And as I was moving in last week, after I recorded the podcast, I went to start some laundry. And I noticed water was coming out of the drainer hose, whatever it's called. Yeah, the drainer hose, right? And so yeah, it was coming out. I took a towel, wrapped it around, and tried to stop it from leaking, and it worked a little bit. But obviously, I was gonna have to do something. I can't wrap a towel around it every time I do a load of laundry. So I took it off. I tried to find some duct tape. And I couldn't find duct tape. So then I went to Lowe's just to get a new drainer hose. You know, I was going to eat the cost. It was like, I think it was like $8. So I came back, hooked up the new drainer hose, but I got the wrong size. And then that led me to like this whole spiel I went on social media bashing the washing machine industry for not creating a universal size of drainer hoses. Why do we need... And I said, this is what I said at the time. Why do we need different sizes of drainer hoses? Can't we put a freaking man on the moon? You know, we got driverless cars. We have all, it's the future, man. Why can't we just have one standard drainer hose size? And that's what these GE, Maytag, Light, LE, they need to come together. That's what they don't understand. They need to come together and make my life, they need to make Jonesetti's life a little more simple. I can't be measuring my drainer. I can't be measuring my washing machine parts every time I want to go to Lowe's. So I say that because I came back. The size was different. You know, it was like an eighth. It was like an eighth or a quarter of an inch difference. And I noticed that when I started the next load of laundry and water just went everywhere into my laundry room. So that's when I realized that. I was freaking out. I had to go grab a bunch of towels. My sister was over here, thank God, because she helped me by running out and getting the maintenance people to come. They brought up a shop vac. It was a whole mess. So I went back, tucked the after I got all the water dried up and sucked out, I went back to Lowe's, got the standard or got the right size this time, and. They didn't come with a clamp, so I used the old clamp. The old clamp didn't work. I flooded it again. So, luckily, I had the shop vac already, but it was one of those days, and I was cursing everybody and everything. It sucked, but I'm situated now. I hit up my buddy Matt. He told me what I needed. I got a different clamp, whatever it's called, clasp, I think. Anyway, I had to tighten it up. So now I'm washing laundry. I'm good to go. It's just I'm paranoid now because I'm always thinking the water's leaking out somehow. But anyways, last week I talked to you guys about my upcoming coaching call that I had with a coach. So her name is Rachel Gilmore, and I'm helping her out with her marketing, with sales funnels, and she's helping me out getting unstuck in life. Because I mentioned to her, I kind of feel, over the past couple months, I feel stuck in my career, in my life, you know, my vision. Helen Keller once said, the only thing worse than having sight is having sight and no vision. I butchered that quote. I'm sorry, I butchered it. But it's like having sight but no vision is like the worst thing you can have. And lately, that's where I've been kind of like struggling. Like, what is my vision? You know, I've written down all my goals, but it's the vision that's going to help me get there. I'm reading this book, Lewis Howes, The School of Greatness, and I've been familiar with this book for a while. I just haven't read it, but it's crazy. It's very inspiring. It's very eye-opening because it makes me realize, you know, what is my vision? How am I going to get there? And what goals am I going to set to get to that vision? But yeah, I was talking to Rachel last week with our coaching call, and before the call, I let you know that or I told you she was going to have me write down my story so I could share it with her. And that's always hard, you know, when you're talking about yourself, especially in a vulnerable state, it's very difficult to write down your story and to look at it and see, you know, where it is that you came from. But that's the reason why she had me do that, because she wanted to know what's in my mind, what events have led to me telling myself the same story over and over, the story of I'm not good enough, the story of who am I to even try to do this, the story of me being complacent for the first 30 years of my life, you know, the first 33 years of my life. So as you guys know, or as I don't know if I've told you this, but for the first 33 years of my life, I had this scarcity mindset. And digging into my story, it's actually helps everybody to craft your story, to create your story, so you can look back and see what are the beliefs that you're telling yourself, and are they true? Because most times they're not. So, you know, me, you know, getting out of the Air Force and not knowing what I wanted to do, and basically settling on a degree that I didn't want to do, but not having the confidence in myself to pursue what I really wanted to do the whole time, which was to have this life worth living, a life of fulfillment. And you know, when you asked me what I wanted to do, and I said a real estate agent. Well, why do you want to be a real estate agent? Is it to help a lot of people get into their homes? Well, yeah, I guess. And this is me being honest. I guess. Yeah, that was cool. But for me, it was about freedom, not having my own boss. It was about the lifestyle. Yeah, the money is good, but the money is good when the business is good. You know, if you're not closing any deals, you're not getting paid. And that's the truth of it. But if you would have asked me back then, I don't think I would have been able to tell you what my vision was. So I just settled. I became a real estate agent. And hopefully I was going to get to my dream life with that vehicle of being a realtor. But it wasn't until recently where I actually had to stop and write down my goals and write down what my vision actually is. And I recently just did that. And my vision is helping others live the life of their dreams, whatever that may be. Usually it's through a vehicle of entrepreneurship. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm back. So yeah, through the dreams, through the vehicle of entrepreneurship. So getting back into the coaching call that I had, here's the outcome of it. For the next 5 to 7 days, she challenged me to be the highest frequency Brian that I can be. And what she means by that is the frequency of the energy that I put out. So she had me She wanted me to meditate with some frankincense for grounding, envision, lemongrass, different essential oils to help purify my thoughts and to see what's stopping me from reaching my full potential, you know, and give myself to people and make them happy, because I want to be the happiest person in the room. I want to attract those people into my life. So I don't want to be the guy who's not happy, negative, and attracting that back into my life. And another thing that she helped me realize is it's not about expert status. What I mean by that is, like, it's not about, so in order to help somebody, you don't have to be an expert at it. It's about sharing your message and sharing your story and getting people to come to you that way, because there's always going to be somebody smarter, faster, stronger, whatever the case may be. There's always going to be somebody better and more suited. But you, what you cannot compete on, what they cannot compete on, is your attractive character. So who you are, not everybody, nobody's going to be able to mess with that. So if you're listening to this and you want to share your story and you're saying, hey, I'm not an expert, it doesn't matter. And that's good news. And once she made me realize that, it was like a freaking huge relief off my shoulders, because that's the main thing that has been stopping me from achieving my greatest goals and my vision and my just whatever it is that I've been wanting to get out and do. That's been stopping me. It's because I'm like, oh, I'm not an expert. Who's going to listen to me? Who am I to even try to do this? And that's the wrong attitude. That's not what it is. That's not what it's about anymore. Life is happening to me. You know what I mean? Life is happening to me. Actually, life is happening for me. If I want to really be technical about it, it's for me. You know, things are moving in my favor, and things can move in your favor as well. Now, it's not going to be easy, because it's 33 years of the same neural pathways, you know, the same thing. So what I'm doing is I'm creating a neural pathway. So instead of giving up or wanting to give up when times get tough and when I get down on myself, because trust me, if you know anything about me, you know that Jones said he gets down on himself. And most of my life I've suffered from depression. Not clinically depressed or anything, but you know, I get down on myself in my situations, and I go through these phases of funk, is what I call them, phases of funk, where it's usually about 24 hours, and during that time, I'm inconsolable. I want to be left alone. I don't want to talk to anybody. It's a woe is me type of party, pity party, but at the same time, it's like I never knew how to get out of it, so I just kind of suffered through it, knowing that usually in 24 hours it's gone and I can get back to doing what I do. But entrepreneurship, man, it's a lonely game. It really is. And if you're suffering those lows and enjoying the highs, and really lately though, there had been a lot more lows, and so much lows, in fact, that I had just, you know, it brings me pain and discomfort to even think about launching these products and thinking about the failure and thinking about how, you know, it's not going to be worth it because I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough, you know, and that's not the way to go about it. So it's a lot of rewiring in the brain to actually come up with these new pathways to say, okay, when I'm feeling like it's not good enough, I'm not good enough, and I'm not smart enough, I have this list created now. So it has a list of all the characteristic traits that I possess. You know, I'm funny, I'm smart, I'm handsome. I threw that last one in there. But yeah, I'm determined. Speaking of which, that leads me to my next podcast. I'm going to talk about Helen Keller and how... Anyways, it's going to be good. That's next episode. But yeah, anyways, it would get me to the point of discomfort and pain to think about all the work that I had to do without... knowing in the back of my mind, or thinking I knew in the back of my mind, that it wasn't going to pay off. So that is poisonous. Damn, that's poison. But now, knowing that I need to restructure these pathways, and knowing that failure is not an option, it's going to happen, it's a weight off my shoulders. You know, Tony Robbins says, I don't know if he coined it or not, but he generally says that people will, there's two driving forces that influence people, and it's the fear of pain and going through the pain, or pleasure. So whatever brings you greatest feeling, whether it's, say, for example, if you want, like for me, I'll use this as an example. The reward of doing something like finishing a sales funnel was not as strong as the fear of pain when I experienced failure, whenever that happens. So if the failure, I don't even know what I'm trying to go with that. Anyways, I've rambled on long enough about that. But next episode, I'm going to get into talked about some Helen Keller, and because I've been reading Brenna, my daughter, I've been reading her these Value Tales books that my mom read to me when I was a kid, and they actually have really good stories in there, and one of them is the value of determination, the Helen Keller story, and goodness gracious, if you want to talk about determined, Helen Keller's your girl, and I was reading this to Brenna and Bristol, and the guilt that I was feeling, I was like, man, this woman is blind, deaf, mute, and she learned to talk like it. There's no excuse why you can't get your ass out there and make the life that you want. That's basically what I was saying to myself. And I was like, enough is enough. Get it done. Quit procrastinating. Get coaching. Be a coach. Change lives. Bada bing, bada boom. On that note, I'm out.
What's up, mobsters? Thanks for listening to the show. If you want more information on marketing and how you can get what we talk about in your business, head over to networkmarketingmobradio.club/jointhemob and sign up for a free mini course on marketing for your network marketing business. And please, if you enjoyed this episode, please give us a review and a 5-star rating. Thanks, Pisons.